Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A 72-year-old woman from Bolton died Monday after a single vehicle crash at Old Lake and Pocosin Roads. The Highway Patrol said Virginia Kaysen may have had a medical emergency when she ran off the road and crashed her van in a ditch. The Sheriff's Office is investigating after a drive-by shooting of a Church Lane home early Saturday. The two people inside the home were uninjured, but around $100 damage was reported. The resident of the property found a bullet hole in a hallway and a bullet in a bedroom. More than 1 million total early ballots have been cast in North Carolina. That's 13% of the state's 7 million plus registered voters. After Sunday's polls were tallied, 4,304 voters had cast early ballots in Columbus County. Sunday's numbers were delayed slightly statewide due to uploads to the State Board of Elections. Now, if you plan to cast a ballot this year, it seems like everyone is, which is a good thing, you need an approved ID in order to vote. If you do not have an approved government issue ID, free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections until November 2nd. Early voting locations in the county are the County Board of Elections Office on US 701 North, Chadron Municipal Annex, Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue, Ransom Center, and the Tabor City Courthouse. Any registered voter may cast an early ballot at any location during this period. If you wait until Election Day, you may only vote in your home precinct. Now, in addition to the governor, council of state, and legislative offices, Columbus County voters have two county school board races, four county commissioner seats, Soil and Water Conservation Board, and the Register of Deeds. Whiteville City Schools also have three seats on the ballot, and the Riegelwood Sanitary District has two seats open. Voters are also being asked to consider a constitutional amendment that would prohibit anyone except native and naturalized citizens of the United States from voting in North Carolina elections. The state has reported its first flu death for the year. A man in Mecklenburg County died after contracting the virus, according to the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. No additional details were released. Officials are urging the most susceptible folks to get a flu shot. Vaccinations are available at the health department, your doctor's office, and most area pharmacies. Columbus County has been added to the Federal Disaster Declaration list for potential Tropical Cyclone 8, which brought more than a foot of rain in less than 24 hours to some parts of the county. Of course, it brought much more to hard-hit Brunswick County, where they're still repairing damages. The declaration means that the property owners and local governments can apply for Small Business Administration loans to help with covering flood losses. The affected counties include Brunswick, Pender, New Hanover, and Columbus. Now, the disaster declaration does not make provisions for payments to individuals. The Hurricane Donation Center at Black's Tire Service is closed this week. Donations can still be dropped off at the Columbus Baptist Association office. Right now, they're accepting warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Contact the CBA for more information. County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters in the east end of the county. Contact them if you're in the Riegelwood area and would like to help out. Raven Williamson and Columbus County EMS are accepting donations of heaters, hand tools, and first responder equipment at their facility on Main Street in downtown Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.